When you walk into Reverberation Vinyl on Main Street in Bloomington, you just never know what you're going to hear. It's typical of any record store. But with John, you never know what show is also coming down the pike because you're filling a little niche in town, John. It's, you know, the bands you bring in might play house shows instead, but you bring them into a cool little venue here.
Yeah, it's a situation where I get lucky. I put it down to that more than anything. I get lucky getting bands that, you know, are above my station, to put it mildly, you know, that are playing bigger venues in other cities and festivals and bands from abroad and things of that nature. And that's certainly the case with this upcoming show with Howlin' Rain and Mountain Movers, for sure.
Well, what song are we listening to right now?
This is probably the first thing I heard by these guys. I think it was on a CDR 5 or 6 years ago, and it's from their first album. The song's Death Prayer in Heaven's Orchard. I remember hearing it and thinking how great it was, and also not knowing that it was Ethan Miller, who's the main songwriter and driving force behind the band, that he was in all these other bands that I liked, Comets on Fire and another group, Feral Ohms, that came a little bit later, and Hair in Oblivion, another favorite, which came a little later than that, but I didn't realize at the time that it was the same guy, and he's kind of one of those, you know, righteous heads who's got his hands in a bunch of different really great bands.
Ethan, is this a side project for him, or is this another project, or one of many? How would you characterize it?
I would probably say it's his primary thing now, because he's, like I said, this is probably more more melodic. He also has a thing called Odyssey Cult, which is a solo guitar pair of records he did last year that I love. Yeah, he's a singer, songwriter, guitarist in this band, and Comets on Fire has been on hiatus for a number of years, and that was probably the thing he was most known for a while, but I would say this is probably his biggest going concern at the moment, and probably the most accessible of all of his bands, too. We hear it right away, and a couple of their songs were used on Sons of Anarchy, the TV show. This is probably the easiest entry into, like, the world of Ethan Miller bands. On Sunday.
The very little bit I know about Howlin' Rain is the one thing I heard on NPR, which kind of had a Crazy Horse sound to it. That's how it struck me right away.
I do think, yeah, the Crazy Horse is definitely there in that sound. There's a lot of those kind of American bands of that period. And I think the new one, actually, it's almost like a Reactor era Crazy Horse, or like, you know, mid-80s. It's like real specific vibe, you know, but it's like I hear that in it for sure. And other people have mentioned like Grand Funk, and just kind of that era of bands that's not necessarily purely psychedelic in nature, but it's that kind of music made by someone with that kind of head that makes it a little more unusual, you know, lyrically, and just kind of the, you can tell, and part of it I was telling somebody the other day is, like, Ethan's a guy that I feel like he can synthesize the influences maybe better than some and make it sound like him and have it sit next to those kinds of bands, but not say, wow, that sounds just like Crazy Horse. Like, you wouldn't necessarily say that, but you would say, you know, I was listening to The River by Terry Reed the other day, and I remember thinking, like, man, that would sit nicely next to these Howlin' Rain records. So it's kind of those kinds of reference points are there, but it still sounds essentially like Ethan Miller and Howlin' Rain. But
so what song is this right now?
This is Missouri from their new record, and this was I don't know if it was the first video from the new one or the second one, but it's really, really great, and kind of encapsulates the sound of like Howlin' Rain 2018, but it's a great one. This is Missouri.
You're bringing in these really cool shows. The last one was Mdou Mokhtar, the guy from Niger, we've had in a couple of times. What was it that spurred bringing Howlin' Rain to town, though?
Music's really personal for me. Like, I'm not trying to... there's no one around. No one tells me what to stock here. I stock what I want. And I want people to enjoy that, and I want people to enjoy the music that I enjoy, and I think it's worthy. I stock music that I think's worthy, stuff that I'm passionate about, and that's no different with shows. And it's nice, I think, when I can, to bring in a band whose records I would have here anyway. So not only can you buy the records here, but it's like you actually see these bands. And a lot of times it's unique circumstances. It's either a lucky break with a hole in the tour, or somebody knows someone, you know, and kind of that kind of word of mouth thing has gotten me a lot of shows.
When we did our record store story on GLT, mm-hmm. you were very adamant about, if you want to know what you need to buy, look on my walls. Mm-hmm. The albums that are on the walls are things I think you should know. Is it similar with your shows that you
very much so? Yep. Yeah. If you want to feel, if you want to know what kind of place this is, like the shows, I don't book anybody. I don't book just anybody. I'm not a venue, so I'm not under any pressure to have shows. If I went 6 months or 8 months or a year without having one, then so be it. But when I get a chance to get them, I can't say no, even if it's probably more biting off more than I can chew on a number of levels. Yeah, it's a passion project, and I want people to experience the music the way that I've experienced it. And a lot of times the best way to do that is to see it live. And then the second part is actually get people to show up to the shows.
John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl, just across Illinois Wesleyan on Main Street in Bloomington, bringing in the band Howlin' Rain. It'll be tonight at the store. What song are you about to go to next now?
This is another one off the first album that I love, and it's one of those ones that anytime I play it in the store, people hear this song and they're like, it's quickly followed by like looking at the now playing rack, and then who is this? You know, they want to, it's like the one that if you're going to sell somebody on Howlin' Rain, this would be an easy one to do, but it's called Indians, Hordes, and Spanish Men of God from the first album.
Indians, Whores, and Spanish Men of God is the name of the song. It's Howlin' Rain. They may do it tonight at Reverberation Vinyl. That's where I'm at right now. John Anderson, owner, is taking us through some of the cuts. So you got one more, right?
Yeah. This one is the last song in the new record called Coming Down. And the song itself is outstanding, but the back end of it is kind of this real Stonesy kind of riffy breakdown at the end of the song that I absolutely love. And I'm hoping they'll play that when they play at the shop, but it's one of my favorite songs on the new record called Coming Down. And as I'm primarily focusing on the first and the most recent record, the self-titled first album, Howlin' Rain, and the new one's called The Alligator Bride, and they're both great in their own way. And in between, this is a band that was actually produced by Rick Rubin at one point, and that's when they had the song on Sons of Anarchy, the TV show, and they kind of flirted with that big label, you know, American Recordings kind of thing for a while, and then, you know, as it does, fame and fortune are fleeting, and those people that make those kind of decisions. I mean, the industry's changed too. The band's been around for almost 15 years. They've seen all manner of things come and go and members come and go and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll be really, really excited to have them here. And it's definitely a coup for me to be able to bring them in and Mountain Movers, the opener as well.